Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Scott, and yours truly, Maria Wyatt. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
Welcome. Thank you once again for listening and joining us. And, yeah, again, no, hey, call, because it's cool when you get phone calls, 337-8874. So if, you know, you personally know the person on the radio or something, or whether you have an opinion on something or whatever, you know, just weigh in. Really. No, it would be great. Come on.
Our guest is kind of being, he's hesitating.
Yeah, okay. Coincidentally, the topic today is our
guest.
Which
is today, perfect.
Yeah, yes. Our guest today is wait, I don't know. I know your first name. Which last name do you go by? I'm sorry. You've been married since the last time I introduced you on the radio.
It's hyphenated.
Okay, so I can do that. I can do that. It's Natalie Rodriguez Flores.
Yes.
Hyphen Flores. And Natalie is a has a master's in counseling, and she's working towards her MFT marriage and family therapist certification. She's an intern, and she's a mental health counselor for the Imperial County Behavioral Health. Been doing that for what, two, three, somewhere around there, huh?
Wow.
Year and a half, something.
Not a year. It's since 2006.
Yeah, how's it going for you?
It's going not fast enough. I still
how many more hours do you need?
600, about 600.
Oh, that's you've done quite a few hours then.
Yeah, yeah. Out of, you know, the 3,000 that are needed, so I guess it's not too much more.
So looking back on this process, if you'd known what you know now about the process and the requirements and the work that you were doing, would you still do it?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
I think I would have gotten involved in CBT like, from the beginning, though. Because, you know, in school, it's just very generalized.
Dump all that Frankel.
Yeah. Like,
humanism. Yeah, yeah, it doesn't pay the bills. Come on. Okay, 337-8874 is the phone number. The topic today is panic attacks.
And it's, and you know, it's a good subject because with all these rumblings of earthquakes, you know, just people are still afraid, you know, and just they might have, you know, they were already scared of earthquakes.
Even more so.
That it might come back.
Yeah.
Just the thought. A lot of people are getting nervous just the thought that it's going to happen again. It's just.
I'm sure it's going to happen again.
I know. And it is going to happen again, but some of them just.
Well, I've noticed a trend with my clients, increase in symptoms.
Because
as far as the anxiety part of it, I mean, they have multiple diagnoses, but they right now with what had happened with that earthquake, the aftershocks, they're going through a lot of symptom stress, particularly just with the aftershocks. And fortunately, they have that support group, right, through Sunshine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So several of them have been calling that and participating in that. That's been helpful. And others are just kind of waiting by the door. Unfortunately.
Or waiting underneath the table. Covering.
You know what's interesting is not quite the same. With the adult alcohol and drug people, at least, there's actually been kind of like a wave towards recovery, interestingly enough. And it seems like, and just kind of, this is observational, I haven't been like taking numbers and counting and doing statistical reports or anything, but it seems like there more people are a little bit more serious about what they're trying to do with their lives in the recovery side of this thing. So,
what do you think that means for them?
A big earthquake, oh my goodness, I'm mortal. This is big, you know, or maybe it was like,
like a life-changing experience?
Well, it's
sort of?
Not only that, it was one of those experiences where if you were actually under the influence of something, you may have felt yourself impaired to the point of self-endangerment, and that may be driving that bus, too, because, oh, geez, I never know when I might need my sobriety to help save my life because I need to be able to, like, navigate something without falling over, you know, or something. I don't know.
But going back to panic attacks, what are they?
panic attack.
Well, not a little spike of anxiety, is it? Is
no.
It more than that?
No. Typically, off the top of my head, I can't think of all the symptoms, but you need...
Is your heart racing numb because you can't think of all the symptoms?
No.
Shortness
no,
of breath?
It varies from individual, but it's under the DSM, it's 4 symptoms that need to peak within 10 minutes. And it could be anything from heart palpitations, shortness of breath, sweating, feeling numb, hot flashes. The thoughts also, as far as fear of losing control, fear of death, things like that. But it really varies depending on the individual. And some can even say they can experience like the peak up to an hour or so. Like it slowly over time it gets to that point.
Mm-hmm.
It just, again, depends on the individual.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.